Budget was 47.3 last year.
Yes, 47,352,838.
What?
352,838.
Yeah, I'll put it.
Now, am I correct that a huge amount of that money is IT?
No.
No, 350,000.
Pardon? Well, 350,000 of it was IT.
Yeah.
An increase.
Yeah. Thereabouts. That's for Kat to emphasize.
Well, yeah, but that was because IT gathered all.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But yeah. Still, it increased the budget.
It didn't take away from the other budgets.
Yeah.
What, Kat?
Last year in the state of the county, what we did is instead, because of the $9.6 million that was turned back.
Right.
Because those budgets were underspent, rather than comparing a proposed budget from last year to the proposed budget this year, we compared it to last year's spending, the proposed budget to last year's spending. So no matter what, you guys have to make that decision. What things do you want me to compare? Do you want me to be comparing proposed budget to the actual spending? Do you want to compare last year's budget to last year's spending? What specifically do you want the comparison to be? And I can tell you, these are all going to have different outcomes, and you aren't going to necessarily know what those are, but I hope you don't want me to calculate things three flipping different ways.
You know? Yeah. And do see it which three one different ways and see which one looks best. That's exactly right.
I did not charge you guys enough money.
So, Kat, wouldn't it make sense? We do want to make a point of how much money was returned.
Absolutely.
That wasn't spent. That's critical.
That's really
But as far as comparing apples to apples, we probably need to compare last year's budget to next year's budget.
You're at 1.7% in expenditures, and the revenues are anticipated at being at 3.6%.
Say that again, Holly, please.
Your expenditures are up 1.17%.
Right.
Your revenues
3.63%. So that the difference of that is what we ought to be able to increase our reserve amounts by.
So how do we know the revenues are up by that amount?
Jeanette sent us that thing out.
Oh, yeah, she
oh but it's still not final.
No, it's not. But
well, actually, I think she finalized it yesterday.
Yeah, 3.63.
Did you get an email?
Yeah. No. I got one.
2.522, and the only thing outstanding, I think, are utilities.
That was a point I was making, Mac. Our revenues will be up.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Don't know for sure how much.
We ready to look at reserve accounts?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And I was telling Joel earlier, too, I can send this spreadsheet to you guys, this workbook. You're sure welcome to have a copy of it and do what you want with it and play with the numbers.
Sure. I would love that, please, Carrie, once we're all done.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
That'd be great. Thank
That'll
you.
Probably help you out, too, huh?
Don't you bet.
Okay. I didn't know this thing existed.
The last three. Oh, the first. Second page. Page five.
Okay, this is what you gave us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, what I have here is I gave you guys the actual yesterday.
Yeah,
that's on page 368. Do you have this, Kat?
Yeah.
Yes.
Holly?
Yep.
That's Kat's book.
Do you want a copy, Holly?
Right here. There's a number of
I'll get one later.
Okay.
But Carrie's has more detail. It's
okay.
Broken down. So.
Mine has the detail of
that you need.
This up here are my notes when Doc and I met with Mary to go over what all these things were. So that's where these notes are. Some are notes that I've added, but most of these are what she told me these before.
How do we get, how do you have 32.6 million in building product, or building projects, et cetera, when last year, according to this publication, said 29.6? That's $3 million more. I'm going by the Bible here.
Okay.
Now, what are you looking at?
Building projects under depreciation reserves. Because last year in the state and the county, we listed 29.6 under that. And what you're showing up there is 32.6.
Yeah, I was going by what was looking at these numbers here, but you're right, it's 29,613. Because you moved 3 million.
We moved it into communications.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what, but we need to know.
Yeah.
So this is probably,
that's,
this is an accurate assessment.
Well, this, on this page 68 right here, where it says 29,613 is what it is.
Yeah, and that's what it says here, 29.6.
Yeah.
So, just getting talking about this, I ask you guys to think about priorities looking at these reserve accounts. And I don't know how to, or we'll have a discussion on how to move these around, remembering that these are just line items. The depreciation reserve is just actually one huge savings account. The two ideas that I had moving forward, number one was that, the request from the sheriff's office to put money into a reserve account for a new judicial system, jail, however that was worded. Remember that whatever we do with these accounts this year doesn't necessarily reflect what we do next year. Case in point, last year we took $3 million out of the building account, put it into communications, and now we no longer need that $4 million in communications, so we're going to be reducing that account. So with that in mind, the two things I would like to see line item in terms of the budget would be a $5 million amount for the judicial facility as requested by the sheriff, and also I would like to see us create a new line item in terms of depreciation reserves for healthcare reserves. Now, that's not in there now. My suggestion would be to create that account, put $3 million in it, and don't ask me what the intended purpose of it is. I don't know. I'm just saying that with the way things are going with healthcare, that we'd have a depreciation reserve account we could go to if we needed to do a budget transfer. That might, and I'm throwing these out, Holly, not with intent, because I have no idea. I'm just using them as examples, whether that would be operations of ambulance service, air ambulance service, something major happens to tornado hit the sublet center, or whether there's a project moving forward. And I'm going to say that again with the idea that these are just line items. That doesn't mean it's healthcare money any more than recreation reserve accounts mean it's the REX money. This is just line items in terms of how we this year look at our budget reserve accounts.
I thought we already had a line item.
Well, it's very small.
To that.
For what?
Like what we build independent living out of that we could use.
Senior centers.
We do for senior facilities.
Maybe
but,
that's what
but
I'm
that, and that is actually that. Intended to be capital operations and operational expenses and capital outlay on something that would happen to the two seniors facilities and there's one of Aspen Grove or something like that, which we own.
So, just on that line of thought, the communication IT, we put $4 million in there.
I feel like with the project that we have going and the tower and the green site, it would be appropriate to pull 3 million, not 4. We can get another from somewhere else.
Right.
So I would like to leave the communication.
But I have no problem with
5 million?
Well,
because
what is it now, 7 million?
7.
So if you pull 3, that makes it 4 million.
Okay, let's go 4.
So you take 3 out of that, but you
see my point. That's one of our bigger projects. We got NOAA and who knows.
So we have 2 items for discussion here, and you guys haven't even come up with any suggestions you have or whatever.
Oh, I think we're honest.
But what I'm looking at is, do we add 2 line items to our budget, one of which is a jail judicial facility and another is a healthcare account, and then after that, where does the money come from? Now, with the jail, if you want to take all or part of it out of building projects, you could. You know, if you're going to be looking at this in terms of reestablishing priorities, in my mind, if you want to take money out of rec, and put in there, let's have that conversation.
Hopefully at the end of this budget, we can
put some more money in.
Put some more money in, but don't all have to be shifted back and forth here.
I'm just making sure mine matches yours here, so.
So, I don't have any problem with Doc's suggestion of those 2 line items. I think those are legitimate. We have the community concerns right now.
So in the long term, we've had this discussion quite a few years ago, Kat probably remembers, should we start reserving money for a law enforcement center? I mean, that was one of the discussion items when we purchased the property up on the Pole Creek Road, was we're going to build a whole new jail facility. What I don't want us to do is to start deciding we're going to build this in reaction.
Absolutely.
To this female prison.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely.
Because I think the answer to that, if it's really a problem, is just transfer them to Layton County. Way cheaper than building a new jail.
Well,
pay somebody else to house them.
I did that based on the sheriff's request because we would put a line item in there in no way indicates we're moving forward with the project.
Sure.
And next year we may decide, well, we don't need quite as much money in there. We need to put it somewhere else.
Except that, this whole idea of reserve account started with Buzz Wassenberg, and he was a banker. And when he was a commissioner, he impressed on the commission, if you see a project coming up that you think you're going to have to fund, you should start putting money aside to build it. That's the whole philosophy of reserves. Of course, since that time, we had the boom in the economy, and we've got to either leave that unallocated, just put the money in a big pile and say, this is reserves, we have no idea what we're going to use it for, or if we think we have an idea, then that's how all these line items got created, because we thought we might have a need for a new jail, so we put some money there.
But a lot of these accounts, and I'll use recreation as a suggestion, a lot of these accounts are put down not with projects in mind, but they're considered to be 5-year operations.
Long-term
operations.
And that's another legitimate, that's probably why I think most of the reasoning behind the recreation reserves is long-term maintenance.
For all of these, it is. I mean, if you look at whether it's ag and fair, recreation, library, seniors facilities, they're all with that in mind.
Well, operations and capital, some of both.
So I think I agree with your 2 projects as line items. I just think the number needs to be switched. I think we put more in the medical,
healthcare.
In healthcare, and we put less in the jail.
Well, I don't care. We can split them. It doesn't matter to
me. But the other thing is when you think about recreation, and it goes back to what Joel just said about these are our 5-year plan. If everything dried up tomorrow, we would have enough money to be able to facilitate what we're doing now for 5 years. Well, there are 10 counties in the state of Wyoming that do not fund recreation. They just flat don't.
That leaves another 12 that do.
That's right. Some that fund more than we do, and the others that fund the same as or less than what we do. They fund it. But the, my point being is that if we take some of this money, recreation would be a place to take it out of, to put it somewhere else. Because it, there again, it's not really recreation money. It's just a line item.
It is in the jail.
Pardon?
I'm sorry. So are we in agreement with creating those two line items?
Yes.
I don't have a problem.
I don't have a problem with it either.
No. Okay, what line items are those?
It's going to be health care. And it's not facilities. It's just health care.
That opens it up.
And what was the other one?
Judicial.
But
I wanted
law enforcement
complex.
Okay, I already
added that one in there.
Oh, Doug, okay. It's not open up to anything more. What we want to do, if we want to change it next year, we can.
Okay. Well, and I agree with
that. Because let me just use this example. If we're putting it down facility, and I'm not saying we're doing this, let me just use this purely as an example. Let's say that in the future we have the opportunity to get a life flight aircraft here. Okay? That's not a facility. That's why I'm just saying to put something in healthcare if we right now it's more one of the more pressing issues in our community. It's not our responsibility. We're not in the game in any way. But if we put the money there, it gives us the option to use it for that.
True, but we do have a life flight here.
No, we don't.
Let me just refer to that was an example. It doesn't mean.
Yeah, it was just an example. And no, we don't have life flight here.
We don't. Where are the helicopters that pull people from here?
Well, that's not. Well, I'm talking about having a stationed aircraft here, a dedicated aircraft.
Okay.
So that was just an example.
Yeah. Okay. So back to the jail, and it looks like down the road something's going to have to be happen. I'm not disagreeing there, but are we letting individuals know that, hey, we don't want to be sued, we're going to go ahead and do this thing?
This has nothing to do with that. This is just foresight on our
in terms of planning for the future, what we may future needs may be.
This is not in reaction.
No, it's not. No.
It won't be perceived as such. Okay.
So, what did you decide about the communications in IT?
$3 million. We're going to take $3 million out of that.
So, you're going to leave $4 in?
Yes. And then, so that fund's one of them, and in all logic, the other four should be able to come from.
Well, it's going to be, if you decided on eight, at least five more.
So, did you want to take the 250 out of this as well, because we put it in IT budget? So, do you want it to be?
That'll cut it to 375.
Yeah. Or do you just want to leave it there and
so
eat that with just the
third? We have to make the number decision on these line items. We've got the line items. We know
we don't have them.
When we get our revenues.
We're not really deciding. We're just having one of the few opportunities we are to have the discussion.
Okay.
So the concept of these reserve accounts is to, if we need to do a budget transfer, to have a place to transfer money from to an operating account, correct?
These don't have their own line item number. I can create those if you want me to.
Mm-mm.
Just leave them like they
I,
are here.
I probably won't leave them just like they are. Just a suggestion at this point. My question, for example, if I'm back to this idea, we just created a line item for natural resource projects. So if we get a project and we need to make a transfer, which one of these would it come out of, or do we need a line item?
You don't need a line item because this is really just a savings account. These are just line items.
They are.
For us, but it's really just in a depreciation reserve account.
Joel, I would probably reduce this resource monitoring part from there.
If we needed to take it out of there.
But isn't that your responsibility when we say, okay, you get with the guys, Richard or whomever, and say, okay, this is going to go. We're going to need $150,000. Carrie, where's it going to come from? You can say, I know where it's going to come from.
That's true. But I think it's better that we all know where it's
going. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's why we're having the discussion.
That's why we're having this discussion. Absolutely.
Well, and, you know, all this money is in one account.
It's in one account. We're taking it out of the savings account.
These assumed names are just a suggestion. The money is all in one account.
Right. Right.
Mary, if Carrie chooses to move it, it comes out of the same pot.
This is just suggested allocation, and so that we'll know, okay, we can operate for 5 years, and we have a place for resource monitoring, and we've thought about all these things. I mean, somebody's thought about all these things, which there's a lot of thinking there.
Because you got $5 million down in there, I think what the discussion I heard was we would split the difference and put $4 million in healthcare, $4 million in law enforcement.
Fine.
Then where is it coming from?
Well, we haven't got that yet.
So my point was...
And here's the deal. We got $3 million. We got $8 million to come up with from those other line items. We've got $3 million that's going to be coming out of communications. If we take $3 million out of buildings and maintenance, that's $6 million, and then we can take $2 million out of the rec board.
And I can't seem to let this go. Our revenues were up. We're going to have money at the end
of
all this. We don't have to screw with any of these numbers or this right now.
No,
the very last minute, we go, boom.
Yeah.
Well, might be able... I think it's a good idea to get all of this allocated now, and if there's more, then we can put it somewhere else.
Or you can backfill some of those that we took it out of,
if we're going with that approach.
But I think it's important now for everybody agree on
those accounts. So that was my suggestion, but I've got one vote.
Where did you want to take it out of?
Rec.
I don't have a problem with the library or the senior facility
at all.
It's all
operations out of rec operations.
Any one of those top five.
Kat, you made the comment that this was all put together by Buzzy Wassenberg, and you know his idea. That's where it started. So, but this year we've had some conversations with people when they were doing their budgets. And we were saying that keep your budget the same or whatever. They're saying, well, there's $11 million in our account. Why can't we have it? Well, we need somehow in the Bible to explain to them that it is not their money. It is just a line item with their name on it, if that makes sense. Does it? Because there's been some confusion about that.
We got three from broadband.
Although
we only have two.
Let's listen
to Kat, please.
We don't have to take one out of building and maintenance.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
You'll have arguments from some boards, like I'm thinking specifically the library board and the building fund. Because they came to the commission and worked on that. And worked $1 million allocation by $1 million to get that built in for the future for their buildings. So so when it comes to those, especially the things that are funded, that I say that are the mandatory mill levy allocations, which are your fair, fire, you know, those
library
those things. They fought pretty hard to get that money in. They're not going to look kindly on you. But you deserve to have the discussion with them specifically, you know, that you're doing that. Because, you know, that was, some of those were kind of promises made by previous boards, previous commissions, but you guys are not held to.
What I would like to point
out. It's a good faith thing.
Too, is that sometimes because these are named out, these entities believe that this is their money.
Yes.
And by this discussion happening, that will bring that to light, that this money is in a pot and we can do as we see fit.
When and I guess the prime example is the problems that we may be having with the Big Piney Library.
Don't you write it down.
Whatever we do with it or don't do with it, we haven't got to that point yet.
Be careful.
we have the money in the account to take care of it.
So, somebody at the town level once used those words, Commissioner.
So, what was the words? I missed the conversation.
To do as I see fit.
We.
Did he say that?
Oh.
I said we. At the town level, it was I.
Chairman.
Yeah, bear with me.
You behave.
So, Buzzy Wassenberg aside, we all knew, or at least most of us knew Buzzy in the bank at plenty.
Mm-hmm.
So if the, what's that mean?
I'm talking to Kat.
I'm ignoring him. Sorry.
She's writing.
I know.
Explain to me how you can do that. So, and I just heard Tom explain that this all in the same pot. So why,
do we need
if it's all in the same pot, do we need all these things named that's causing all this confusion? Why don't we just, let me get through with my spiel before I forget what I was going to say.
Okay.
Why don't we just say we have a reserve account that can be, monies can be allocated to specific projects out there, which is what we're doing anyway, but it's got, and I agree, it's got, I've thought for years, Jesus, look at all the money such and such has got, and it's not that way.
Right.
So, no, go ahead.
Now, let me, it's a good question. And let me address it from both ends of the aspect in terms of line item it and not line item it. We had one entity come forward looking at this line item and said, gee, can we just have the interest off that account? Well, no, you can't because it's not your money. Now, with regards to, and it has been, it is a reasonable suggestion just to say, this is what we put in a reserve account. The problem you're dealing with there is you're going to have some taxpayers, some constituents are going to look at that and say, you're growing, you're taxing us the full 12 mils and you're just growing your reserves. It gives them an idea of what the intention with those reserves are. So it's a little bit of a catch-22.
So I think the other perception is the state looks at this pot of money too, and it gives them the perception that we are creating specific accounts.
That's exactly right.
So they're not doing the same recapture thing to the counties.
There's a statutory prohibition on county governments having, in effect, slush funds. It has to be allocated to something.
Right.
Okay, so that's why this is set.
That answers the question right there.
So that's why they're in.
That's a big, piney football field, but I'm sorry.
So in the outlying reaches of government, reality and common sense just doesn't ever seem to get together.
Frequently.
Okay.
Yeah. Frequently.
That's it.
Yeah.
But these reserve accounts and what they're set up for really was a good faith effort by past commissions to consider what possible items and they had a need to account for in the future, and that's exactly what you're doing now.
It's all about future planning.
You're a different, yes. But one commission cannot bind.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Exactly
right.
So, my intent with this originally, and I said this yesterday, is trying to look at it from a priority list, a priority concern.
And really, we only have two line items that we've added to this. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
Yes.
And so the discussion is, which one of these items are we going to take the money out of to fill in a priority system?
Well, I think we can get to maybe the night before our budget hearing, if that's where it comes to, and we got the final numbers in there, and we want to make that decision.
That's when we did it last year.
Yeah, that's what we can do. We're mm-hmm. just having this discussion so that we can go home and have sleepless nights.
Well, I think just for fun, we ought to add a cat's book line item.
So for the time being, to make the column balance, I took three out of recreation operations.
Three?
3 million.
No, I don't know. We were looking at an 8 million total. Three of that was coming from
communications,
which left us with a $5 million balance. And I suggested originally we take three out of building, which would only leave us taking...
That'd be six.
Yeah, well, we'd have
two out of recreation.
Yeah.
Well, somehow I balance. So I took three out of communications. So there's four in healthcare and four in law enforcement.
That's eight. And you took three out, leaves five. Which, if you take three out of building, that leaves two more to take out. That could.
Did I take two out of somewhere else? Rec.
It'd be two out of rec.
So I took three out of rec. And oh, this one.
He just took two out of there.
Took two out of buildings.
Yeah.
Okay.
So take three out of buildings and two out of rec.
Okay, so you want this one to be 26?
Right.
And you want this one to be 4.
I don't care. None of this matters. Giant smoking mirrors.
So when Cat's Bible comes out, it will show recreation loss. $2 million, and they're wondering why.
Because we prioritize health care.
But you guys will have changed budget numbers by then. You're
going right,
to have everything
right.
That's returned. Sure. You're
yeah,
going to have.
We can
We may not have to pull
anything out of it. We may not pull anything out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Besides, we get to edit our book.
Yeah,
I'm
so
forward to that.
And some of the time we have left, do we want to carry it to get the issues and mill levies and how that's allocated?
Yeah. Can you get time to do that, Gary?
Well, we have pizza coming, so we have plenty of time.
No, we got pizza coming, but we got an hour and a half. That's not.
So the way the mills.
Mill levy.
Before the pizza gets here?
No, before I leave.
Oh, maybe we'll all leave before then.
Donuts in the break room. It's international donut day. So
is it?
Donuts in the break room.
Oh, before we get into that, Tom, you want
to... Okay, we got this. This is that talking point thing again. The golf course request to the rec board was 161. The rec board felt it... They told the line with their budget, and they denied all of the golf course except for $40,000, which I don't know which is going off of what I was told. The golf course is a county facility, and I think I've pointed out that they are struggling on these items, 1, 2, and 3. I think if we can buy a tractor for the rent for the senior center, we can buy a lawnmower for the golf course. I guess that's where I'm going. Is you guys discuss that? I'm not gonna fall on my sword for this one, but one, they have to take their long one blades to the Wapika Ranch to get them sharpened because they can't even sharpen their own blades anymore. So they're struggling equipment-wise, and the rec board has acknowledged that, but they didn't come to us with a higher increase.
Well, is this where the gap funding measure comes in here on this?
Yes, it was in one of those three requests.
Yes. This was the bottom of the three additional requests.
What was it, $60,000 for the golf course they wanted?
Oh, we haven't talked about the boards.
We better do that, I guess.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you are. All of us. Did you get that one?
Can you print this?
So is there a chance we could get a pointer to turn these clocks back just a little?
You know.
We're fine. We're fine.
I got a built-in clock. I got a pointer.
Okay, let's just do this little explanation right quick and we'll be done with it, okay? This is a spreadsheet that I copied over. Okay, the way it works is you have their carryover, okay? We ask them what they have in the bank, and they tell us that. We ask them what revenue they're going to have coming in, and then we add those two together. And then we ask them, this is their total budget right here, okay? This is the difference between that one and that one. So that's what we're going to need to get through the tax, okay? Then this one is, hang on. Okay. Is this one divided by this one times 1,000? This one divided by this one times 1,000. And that gives you the mill levy. Then you multiply this. Anyway, that gives you the mill levy. That tells you what the percentage is that is levied.
And that's 0.45. Is that what it says?
Mm-hmm. But what's the two? What was the numerator denominator? The numerator, I understand, because that's what is the difference between their cash carryover and what they're requesting in their budget.
The denominator is the assessed valuation.
Okay.
Okay.
Yay.
So that is basically also in that requested funds. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, please. We also have to add in the Encana payments. So there's a.
And this is our last year with that one, right? Encana?
I think there might be one more.
I think there's two more.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah. So that will get added in there to increase it a little bit. But it's really not hard. The cash they have is the cash they have, not what we're carrying over for them. The only one that we have money is the airport, and we have that reserve account for
matching
grants. Yeah. Okay?
So, and this is... I understand,
okay.
But what I didn't understand when we started this whole process, and it was brought up a couple days ago, was, well, we have a half mil. Well, they don't have a half mil, or that may be the maximum that they can get, but to get to 12 mils, you don't get the maximum, or we would
or
be way off.
Or we get short on our gym.
Absolutely, yes, yep.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
Except, where do you get the assessed evaluation?
From Janice.
Okay.
And that is this year's, I put in this new number that she gave us.
That's why you
and that's what determines what a mill is worth.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you do, you take
and that's
the,
what you go by.
The difference, go over it one more time. The numerator is the difference between what their cash. Uh-huh.
Okay, made. This is what we're going to have to raise by the tax.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
So the mill levy is that divided by the assessed valuation.
Times 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have formulas down right there.
Sure.
Yeah, you can do it in your head, I know. What's a numerator?
Sacrameters, man. Causes and sins.
Let me go get a hold.
Yeah.
So, are we good on that? Oh, fire is different because the. Thanks,
thank
Andrea.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the towns have to come out of that. I'm not exactly sure how that does, but I'm sure Janice will help me with that. And their mill is different. Okay?
At the end of the day, you have 12 mills.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're over 12, you're cutting.
Yeah.
We
have
up
you
to
have
12.
You
up
have
to 12.
Bill,
one
the difference that goes into your reserve.
That's assuming you want to tax the full 12 mils.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They always do.
I know.
John, do you have anything to add to that?
But that is a decision.
Over
okay.
Yeah.
So, but
there was that a hint?
Shall we, do you guys want to eat?
Yeah.
I brought you water. Did you see that?
Yes, I already got a cup. Thank you.
You know what? From now on, I'll be bringing water to the commission meetings. You probably could use that, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Or something heavier.
And we're eating pizza.
Would you like a piece of pizza?
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you did a dark graph, you could fill it with water.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did,
yeah. No one
let's see, is that our
we're going to stay off track for a minute while we eat pizza, or are we going to continue
we
on?
Can, no, we continue on while we're eating. Big old slam. Holly, come help me.
I'll let the board so we can get back to it faster.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yep. Didn't they bring a spatula?
No, I don't
think fingers.
I do have a knife.
Oh, this one is
not that.
Awesome. Nice.
You've been busy, right?
I can go get it.
Yeah.
Give me that. I think
well, you guys,
go.
What do you want?
Bill is clean.
I'm hung up on it.
You can get it out all right.
As a mother of three sons, I never voluntarily accept their knives for any reason.
For me or for you?
Oh, I've seen the things they do with their knives.
Okay.
Little boys can be disgusting.
Thank you.
Soak in big ones.
Jeez Louise.
You did that without making a mess.
If anybody wants one.
Thank you, Carrie.
Good thing this happened the last day. I have an idea. My paperwork won't look nearly as clean. And this is all.
Oh!
Oops.
I nearly dropped it. Ah.
Flip it.
Oh, she brought some little forks. Okay.
So, Tom, going back to you. Yeah. Your piece of paper, right here. I understand our facility. I understand the predicament they're in. But where I'm having a little bit of trouble is the rec board denied their request. And so if every time we deny a request, or not deny a request. Yeah. We grant a separate request when somebody comes in a roundabout way. I don't know if we're opening Pandora's box there.
But they left us an out, essentially, because they sent us a supplemental request.
And that was due to our own demise, I feel. The supplemental would have never happened other than we requested it. So.
But the 60 wasn't in there. It was just 200,000.
Yeah, it was just for the two.
Oh, it was no, just
I
for
agree.
The two.
I agree. They just went on a wing and a prayer there.
Yes.
And I'd like to not involve myself in this. I just think you should all be aware of their situation more so. And the question I did ask the rec board is why didn't they fund this? And their answer to me was that they would have to defund so many other nonprofits that they felt it wasn't fair.
Well, that's the tough part. Hey, the rec board is right in the same boat we're in right now. You
well,
know,
I did talk to the chairman of the rec board, and he was expressing concerns. They were trying to follow our direction in terms of keeping their budget the same, at the same time expressing how it had been cut significantly over the last 3 or 4 years. And one of his expressed concerns was that we're cutting it to the point that, you know, we're not able to adequately fund a golf course like we need to. So with regards to that, I don't have a problem of setting the precedence by doing that. And I can understand Tom's position on, well, we bought a snowplow
from the
Sublet Center. So
That's good pizza.
That's pretty cheap. Well, if we're going that route.
Mm-hmm.
would appear to me that something is important to the tourists to be considered also.
Yeah, but if you look at that, they got it, that's their priority list.
This is their one, two,
three. Yeah, their one, two, three. And we're not saying we're
under there.
Yeah, the third, listed in priority. And what we're saying is give their top priority.
So.
We just want more cold beer then.
I don't drink much.
11 million.
And that's what's wrong, Doug.
So I have a cool table out there?
Evidently not. I don't.
They don't. Doug don't hang out out there.
That's right.
They don't have a pool table.
No, this is the golf course original request to the rec board.
You also had a Main Street Pine Dell request for.
No, we didn't cover that either.
It's in the other.
It's on the other for 5,000, 4,000.
Yeah.
So let's get past this, and we'll go to Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the bottom of other, the very bottom of the list.
Oh.
So, how do y'all feel about Tom's presentation?
This is for $41,000?
Yeah. And I say we would approach that in the same way we are the other situation. We paid it. It's just specifically for that number one request.
For the invoice when it comes.
Yeah, it's for the invoice when they hand it to us, because I want to know that that went to that item.
And that's equipment?
Yeah, Green Master Lawnmower, I believe.
So.
Yeah.
So it's just an extra thing they're
going to
get?
Go on
there,
yeah.
Could go on to their budget request.
I guess, so, go ahead.
On those boards.
So this would go into the fair boards?
Rec boards.
Or the rec boards budget?
So on a, I have a problem with that idea. I don't want to see their budget go up, because then next year when we tell them the whole flat,
we just
say,
have equipment, you know.
We can't we pull this out of? Just pay the invoice ourselves. Never.
Just buy it and let them use
there,
it.
Or yeah. There, something. Can't we?
Yeah.
That and should go through maintenance.
So that'll raise on.
Control budget.
Is there a line item under the general that we can put it in? So in there lies the problem.
Why not come out of maintenance?
I hate to do that to Andre.
Raise you just have budget. To raise his budget?
He's the only one. Yeah, he's the only one that come in under. Well, one of the few.
But as long as he understands that we're not cutting his budget.
It's not him raising it,
it's us.
Because we did have a line item in his budget for new equipment.
Okay.
And see, In that respect, I don't have problems.
I think we ought to go with maintenance.
Yeah. That way we own it.
Yeah.
And it's for our golf course.
Funding for the ice arena is allocated out of the recreation mill levy.
Mm-hmm.
So the recreation mill levy
would be an appropriate place.
It is where the you could have the money would come from. I still don't know whatever department you want. I mean, you could throw it on the ice arena.
But right. See, the rec board, we pay, I thought we paid them twice a year. Emily says she actually divvies that up monthly. So having their budget and then having something, a particular piece of equipment glumped on top of that is going to be hard for us to address in the way we pay them.
So if we just buy it through maintenance, it belongs to the maintenance department, and we take it out and say, here, use this. Doesn't change anything, does it, for the golf?
No, other than maintenance budget, it doesn't change anything.
Right. Just change the maintenance.
I would be more comfortable with that than trying to change the mill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm fine with that. Then we're not.
And we could also put the cooler in there, right?
Just thought I'd mention that. So they could drink beer while they cut the grass?
Hey, I never thought of that. Thank you.
So would having a cooler in our building increase the next time we put out an RFP for somebody leasing that? Is that going to raise the ante a little bit?
Yeah, but all I'm interested right now is giving them their top priority request.
Not picking on Doug. I understand he has his thoughts too. But you said they bought a cooler. They're doing all right.
Apparently.
It's just not ours.
I'm going to drop it. Hell, it's not worth it. I'm doing this question for it.
It's just under the surface, though.
Well, the only thing of it is I was asked by the golf committee chair to try to do something for the cooler guy. I've done my best. It wasn't quite good enough. I just didn't quite get over top.
You did a good job, though.
I tried it.
Yep. You did.
Holly, be careful how you put that one in the paper, because that could come back to haunt me.
Commissioner Vickery failed in his request to satisfy the golf board.
All I'm saying is you've got a lot for the next three or four issues, or you're going to have one big paper.
Sitting in meetings all day, I don't get time to write it.
Yeah.
What's our next?
Main Street.
We got to go to Main Street.
And I need that explained to me.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Well, they have a request.
Under other requests, there's requests from Main Street, $3,000 to $4,000 or $5,000.
Main Street, Pinedale?
Yes.
And that was for which activity? Was it the Winter Carnival?
Grooming the something.
Did we get a request last year?
I don't know
anyone. Huh?
Not that I know of. Do you know, Kat?
I don't think so.
So it's a new request. And didn't they get money from the rec board?
Mm-hmm. So they just want more than what the rec board gave them?
I guess, and they never requested from us. That's what I'm asking. I don't see it. It should be something on the others.
Way down the bottom, I saw Anderson reaches out. I'm ahead of the bell.
Where's the other category? It's under nonprofits and another, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
So, Carrie, as we're eating this pizza,
it's right before dinner.
Right before what?
In general. Consideration of under next year's budget book. And I know you don't have anything else to do with your time, but those little sticky tabs on the side would really be helpful if that could be done.
I'll figure out something that I'll better for next year.
It's the last
we could do it ourselves, of course.
No, that's okay. This has never been done before, I had nothing to go by. So
Winter Carnival, $5,000.
We'll figure out something that's easier to use. I didn't even know if you guys were using it.
And who's requested the Main Street Pinedale?
Where are you?
And who is that, a non-profit or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of fell to the wayside for years, and now it's regrouped. And I don't know. They've done a lot of
from the town.
Well, they got something from the rec board. Look under nonprofit. The last thing before general.
So with what they got from the rec board, are they okay?
No, they're still asking.
We didn't talk to them.
No.
I
a new funding by the rec board or something they've been doing all the time?
I don't know, but this is a new funding request for us.
Right.
If we go back to look at the rec board, you can, we'll see in there that there's money there for maintenance. There's townwide participation, I understand.
I don't have a problem supporting them with the groomer and the bleachers.
And we do do that.
We do do that. We did that last year.
The groomer.
The groomer.
Do we own the groomer?
That's from up on the
White Pine Ski Groomer.
We own the White Pine Ski Groomer?
It's not the one that runs on White Pine. We run the groomer on all the cross country trails.
Yeah.
Okay. And
through
so
the rec board.
Through the rec board.
And the rec board had that in there to support them, so
don't really want to start a precedent of funding more.
Well, and it sounds to me like from the bleachers and all that stuff, we already are doing the first year.
And it should come through the rec board, which it already did, and it's a new request, so I'm not in favor of it either.
Forget it. Any other requests?
Is there any more, Terry?
No. No. We're done with that.
So we can eat pizza and go home?
Did you want to talk about the boards?
Oh, we did. What else we got to talk about?
Okay.
We started at 8 and said we were going to finish at noon, so we'll be done by 1.
Yeah. I guess my question is, of the boards, which one is over? Or do I have it here?
I don't mind. Okay.
Yeah.
The airport.
Yeah, let's just go through them. And,
the airport board is.
Well, the fair board is too.
Yeah, they ask for.
And we're going to add $34,000 to theirs, right? For their
that was kind of what we were looking
at.
I
think they were
going
to. Yeah.
That was the balance. Their revenues versus their expenditures.
Yeah.
Was it?
I look at CAT for that one.
Did not add up. So I was hopeful that you were going to get with Kaylee. And then you also have the museum.
I have the museum.
You have that one straightened out. Mm-hmm. So,
library board. Rec board, we're going to stay the same, right? What they request or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of what they're getting from Andre.
So their request of $273,700 is acceptable.
Yeah, that's what they requested last year. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then let's see here. Library board.
The library board's increase was just to do that engineering study.
Oh, wow. Big pine.
Yeah.
And before we do an engineering study, has Andre and Todd gone through it and said?
I stood out here with Andre, and he said it was done years ago, and everything come through, and there was no issues.
Well,
so that was Andre's last conversation I had with him. But maybe we should each touch base with Andre and see what he says.
Well, we need to go. Doug needs to.
Yeah, I asked Suki the other day. To be sure when they were going to bring an engineer in, I think.
Well, that what we're discussing now is their request and their budget we pay for the engineer. That was the increase in her budget, was like 13,000.
But right, and I thought the decision made was, yeah, let's do it.
Well, that's what we're discussing right now. That's my thought.
But my question is before we pay an engineer, we have people that are already being paid that we can send down there to say, look at where the water's going.
We're paying Todd Hurd. Todd Hurd charges us by what he does.
Well, I'd rather pay him than $100,000 for an engineer to tell us
the budget request for $13,000.
Okay. Because we can tell where the water's leaking and the people that work there.
Well, it's not just that.
It was lighting and mold, they said.
We were talking about building a new library.
Yeah.
Well, no, what we're doing, yeah, but what we're, I guess our intent is to have somebody come in and give us an adequate study that documents we don't need to do that.
But wouldn't Todd Hurd be the logical one to do that? So if we did do it, we'd already have that information?
I don't know. The request was from Bob Jorgensen, but I don't know, Joel.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't need to follow up that one. Yes or no?
Well, there's two components to it. Number one is agreeing to pay for it is one, and the other one is the choice of engineers in terms of, the library board had requested Jorgensen to do it, and I guess the question is it something Todd Hurd could do?
If the county owns the library?
Yes.
Yes.
And Todd Hurd's our county owner's rep, right?
Yeah.
Or his firm. And if we do something, he would be overseeing.
If I recall during the presentation, they took a contact to Todd, and his analysis was from Todd. Todd said it cost $13,000, but it wasn't him doing it. Am I right? Do you guys remember recalling that?
No, I don't recall. But I remember.
Oh, it was at lunch. It was at lunch.
And I remember the amount.
Yeah, no, we had that conversation at lunch because I was concerned as to why.
So Doug, you think you can talk to Suki and see?
I visited with her when, and she indicated to me as soon as they got there, they apparently have made the decision to bring in the engineer to look at that, and she said when that happened, she would contact me and Andre to go through there and listen to whatever this gentleman's going to say, or gentlewoman, whichever the case may be.
But I guess the deal is the request, and that's what we're working with. The request is paying that. And, I said when Cynthia was here, when she made her budget request, that I thought that we ought to go to that extent so we can find out what the problem is, the nature of it, and what we need to do to fix it.
That'd be the first step.
As opposed to flipping the building. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay with the request to Jorgensen doing it as they requested.
Okay.
So library is up a little bit based on, and that's not up there, but they're up a little bit based on that
engineering. If I remember, that's the only thing that's increased.
Okay.
Is the Encana payment included in that?
This is not an actual mill levy calculation. This is just something I had here to show how it works. Okay. Library, fair, I'm going to get with Kaylee and make sure her numbers are good. But you guys are okay with keeping her entertainment budget the same as it was the year before?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big Piney Airport.
We're going to wait and see what we're going to hear from the mayors of the airport board at our next meeting.
Okay.
And we'll probably have some direction from there.
Museum. I have their budget here. And I'll have to figure out what based on their carryover, what it is they're actually wanting. Yeah. But we understand that they're going to be up $28,400 and go back down next time.
Well, actually, it's going to be up twice that and go back down half of that, isn't it?
That's how I understood it, yeah.
Okay.
Based on an email we got last night.
They want backfill to 28, and they want a 28 increase.
Which won't happen. We're going to actually increase it twice that to make them whole for last year, but next year, the expectation is it goes down that 28 because we're not really giving them that initial increase.
So did you get an email about that?
I think we all got one.
Yeah, they copied you or copied them.
Yeah, there was a CC to you.
I think it just came this morning.
I didn't get mine then because I left before. I looked at it.
702 this morning.
Huh? From
and you got a CC. It came from Mary.
From Mary.
702 this morning.
Oh, okay.
And you got copies.
Please find attached.
And what did it say?
Well, it's a museum board budget.
Well, that's what I have right here.
Board
yesterday.
Down there.
Yeah.
The Marbleton.
Okay.
But you got a, you should have a copy of that, Carrie.
That's what this is.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
Alrighty. Was it the same as what was presented with the exception of the backfill money?
I think so, Don. But
I can't tell. But
yeah.
Well, this has a one-time payment of $28,400 for a total budget of $251,300.
Right.
What was last year's budget?
For the Mountain Man Museum, right?
Mm-hmm. Total museum board budget is $560,000.
And that's both of them.
964, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess the what I can't tell from looking at this, but the discussion was that we would, since we did include that in their budget last year, we're going to put it in their budget this year, and then we're going to cover for the difference that they didn't get last year, which is at $28,000. If that's how it reads out, that's our understanding.
Yeah. Okay.
What it looks like.
Okay, I think that's it.
Really?
Yep.
So,
we've got to give Holly time to write.
Can you tell us, or do you have to get caught up with everything that we've done?
I have to get caught up.
What's in Doug's bucket?
What's today?
Friday.
Yeah, I'm kind of losing track here.
It's going to be
Friday or Tuesday.
Is it the 7th?
Yeah.
$250,000 more than what's in Doug's bucket. And Doug's bucket is... So it's going to be about $1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't it take that lawnmower out of
Andre?
I'm putting it in maintenance.
So how much is that lawnmower?
$41,516.
Better add $42,000 to Andre's budget.
And this is something we're going to reimburse them for when after they... Oh, no, we're just buying it.
We're just going to pay for it. Yeah.
Take it down there and say, here it is.
Max, I'm going to give her a copy of that so she can...
Oh, this...
Oh, wait, I have a copy. Okay, sorry.
I got it? Okay.
So, but they will take care of the maintenance as the years progress on it. Is that correct, or would we be obligated to...
No,
it's a question. It's on. Yeah. It should be on there.
So, are they going to take care of the annual payment then?
There won't be any. We'll just buy it.
Oh, okay.
Buy it out of Audrey's budget.
I know.
All right.
There you go. Boy, it's been a great week, guys.
Zip by.
But I'm sure glad it's gone.
I'm glad it's over.
What's next on the schedule?
Maybe
next.
18th or so?
Yeah.
A week from next Tuesday. So, Carrie, were you going to contact the 4-H guy and get him confirmed for a time on the agenda?
He's on vacation this week, but the secretary said she would make sure he was there on the 18th and we'll get a time.
We don't have a time yet.
No.
Okay, no, the only other request he saw was that the mayor, Jim Robinson, would prefer to be on the air.
At 1 o'clock, so I'll put him on the computer at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Can I shut this off?
So, yes.